USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Capping a week of protests and outrage over the police shooting of a black man in Wisconsin, civil rights advocates denounced police and vigilante violence against black Americans at the commemoration of the 1963 March on Washington. Thousands gathered near the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, where the Reverend Martin Luther King delivered his historic I Have a Dream address. The event came on the heels of yet another shooting by a white police officer of a black man, 29-year-old Jacob Blake of Kenosha, Wisconsin, that has sparked days of protest and violence that so far has left at least two dead. The Keep America Great website might sound like something that belongs to President Trump, but the site says it was paid for by Biden for President. President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan got a slight facelift for his 2020 presidential run, the campaign now adopting Keep America Great as its official new slogan. KeepAmericaGreat.com, however, features what it says are promises made by Trump that were broken. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
We have a potential update on a stimulus bill, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says it's up to lawmakers to help struggling Americans during the coronavirus pandemic. Meadows, outside the White House, says there's an impasse with Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on COVID-19 aid.
Wouldn't $1.3 trillion of aid that goes largely to agreed upon and shared goals of helping people that are hurting the most, $1.3 trillion of aid she said no to. She would rather have zero and keep it at 2.2.
The most intense hurricane to hit Louisiana in over a century has left at least six people dead, hundreds of thousands of people without power, and numbers of homes and buildings in ruins. Laura, which has now been downgraded to a tropical storm after making landfall as a Category 4 hurricane with winds over 150 miles an hour, is expected to weaken to a tropical depression as it moves toward the East Coast. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russia is now blaming the United States for a tense confrontation in Syria in which Russian military vehicles and helicopters surrounded U.S. armored vehicles, leaving a number of U.S. troops injured. The White House National Security Council said in a statement that Russian vehicles struck a U.S. mine-resistant all-terrain vehicle, causing injuries to the vehicle's crew. A U.S. military official said that Russian forces were operating inside a designated security zone that they had agreed to stay out of. There have been many encounters between Russian and U.S. forces on the ground in Syria. Some have been tense, but the official said the incident earlier this week was the first time an American troop was injured in such a confrontation. The injuries were minor, but the U.S. officials call the Russian forces' actions reckless. For those of you who are video gamers out there, Epic Games launched the new season of the hit video game Fortnite, pitting Marvel superheroes against the Fantastic Four in the first update to exclude iPhone and iPad users due to a legal fight with Apple. Many users took to Twitter to complain about missing out on an otherwise exciting event for the global gaming community, while some raved about the latest version. Apple has removed the game from its App Store after Epic Games challenged the company's policy of taking a cut of purchases made inside the app by allowing users to pay Epic directly at a cheaper price. Dubbed the Nexus War, the new version features Marvel characters including Thor, Iron Man, She-Hulk, Storm, and Doctor Doom. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.